I'm in the nether gate of Dundee by the Gothic Tower of St Mary's and the Old Steeple Presbyterian Kirk. Opposite are the Catholic Cathedral of St Andrew and the Episcopal Cathedral of St Paul. Nearby, there are Baptist, Brethren, Congregational, Gospel, Pentecostal, Quaker, Methodist, Evangelical, Unitarian, Free Church, and many more congregations. And as in Dundee, every city, town, and village the length and breadth of Scotland has a plethora of Christian places of worship. They all have roots in events that culminated 450 years ago in the Scottish Reformation of 1560, events which still mark the character and identity of the nation today.
The Scottish Episcopal Church today suffers from the popular misnomer of the English Church, which is really just what might be called Presbyterian propaganda. It's almost like it's become so by default. The Episcopal tradition is quite distinctive from the Anglican tradition.
A Gael, first and foremost, and a Barach, a Barra woman, born and brought up in Barra, in Catholic Barra, where at the time I thought that the rest of the world was Catholic as well.
There's an interesting little Scots chorus that they used to sing in Sunday school. Fuin Scalen, Fuin Scalen, my bickers brimming, Fuin Scalen. Sign the Lord saved me, I'm as blithe can be, my bickers brimming, Fuin Scalen. And another wee Scots rhyme that shows the brethren being in amongst the people was a wee couplet that probably applied mainly to Glasgow. Through a close and up a stair, you're sure to find the brethren there.
I don't know who first made the witticism that Scotland is a country of mainly Presbyterian atheists. I would put myself in that category. I am an inheritor of a tradition, an intellectual and emotional tradition, a political tradition, which I respect and to which I still adhere and which has guided my behaviour all my days, without religious conviction in the orthodox sense at all.